A federal judge has ordered 250 striking cargo pilots back to work. Pilots for ABX Air went on strike Tuesday in a dispute over working conditions and time off. The airline delivers packages for companies like Amazon, and it went to court to block the pilots from striking. Well, the judge agreed. He said holiday shoppers expect to receive their packages on time. And of course, timing is everything. Tomorrow is Black Friday, the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season. And for many retailers around the country, this is a make or break time. Joining us now for a look at the holiday shopping season is Marilyn Giwack. She's a senior business editor at NPR. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Peter.
So what's the big picture here for retailers? Are consumers, are all of us, going to be spending more this year?
Yeah, the economy's in pretty good shape. Unemployment is low, and economists are saying that holiday sales are probably going to be up about 3 to 4% for this whole holiday season, and that's a pretty healthy pace. The total holiday retail sales are expected to come in at about $656 billion. That's according to IHS Global Insight, the forecasting firm. And they say that of that, about $111 billion will come just from online sales. So there's been this, you know, huge shift in how we shop. Back in 2005, the National Retail Federation coined this term Cyber Monday. You may have heard that.
Yeah.
The idea there was that you check out the prices over the weekend, then you come back to the office on Monday, and during your lunch hour, you use your boss's good, fast computer to buy stuff. But the truth is that these days, we really don't wait until Monday.
Yeah.
Smartphones, you know, they've got all these apps that make it really easy to shop online. So with all those apps, now more than half of all online retail traffic is coming from mobile devices. We're shopping on the run. So back in 2005, about one out of every $13 was spent online. Now that's one out of every $5.90.
Interesting. So are you saying that, you know, Cyber Monday really isn't a thing because we've changed the way we're shopping?
Well, it is still kind of a thing. That is, the experts say shopping on Monday will be up about 9.4%. But overall, it'll be up even more than that, up something like 11% for online sales for the entire holiday season. So in other words, yeah, some people will be hitting that computer at lunch on Monday. But there are just so many of us now using smartphones for all kinds of things, and especially to comparison shop.
Yeah, tell me about that.
You know, you go into the store, you kind of showroom it. That is, you stand there, look at the big TV and say, I like that one. No, I'd rather have this one. And then you buy it with your online app and don't buy it in the store and have a free delivery. So yes, there's still this thing, Cyber Monday. Yes, people do shop more on that Monday. But overall, we're shifting around to just shopping kind of all the time.
Yeah. And I wonder if brick and mortar shops just hate that you go to the store, you see what you kind of want, and then you go online to purchase. I mean, maybe they don't mind, but are they trying to compete with shopping apps this season?
It is. You know, it's really tough to be a real retailer, that is, with bricks and mortar. You have all those expenses, and you're competing with these smartphones and all the apps, but they have to do it. So Walmart is trying to fight fire with fire. They have this deal where starting 1 minute after midnight on Friday, they'll sell some of these big ticket items, you know, 60-inch television stuff at super deep discounts. And they're trying to compete online. And Target, for example, they're extending these free delivery promotions where you don't even have to meet a minimum requirement on what you spend.
For shipping.
For shipping. They'll continue that through January 1st. So they're doing what they can to make it interesting to come to the stores, but they're also trying to compete with the online thing. But, it's really a tough business out there.
Yes, but Marilyn, part of the fun, as I'm sure you have had your own experiences over the years shopping around the holidays, is going to the store. You know, maybe you take your kid to sit on Santa's lap. You know, isn't that still part of the process?
Yeah, that's the flip side of it. Okay, so a department store can't compete in some ways with Amazon's efficiency and tremendous selection and all that sort of thing. But Amazon can't compete with Santa's lap. You know, you can take that same smartphone that you use to do online purchases. You can use that smartphone to take pictures of the kids and the decorations. And there's a lot to be said for that in-person experience. So some stores are trying to promote that idea. They're not opening on Thanksgiving night, for example, like Nordstrom's and REI and some of these chains. They're saying, have an experience at home on Thanksgiving and then come to our stores on Friday for an experience and make it real life. So, you know, it goes both ways. The retailers with bricks and mortar have some advantages and the online folks have some advantages. The thing is, for us consumers, it's kind of all good. For them to have to compete like this, it does actually help consumers.
All right. NPR's Marilyn Giewax. Maybe I'll see you at the mall.
All righty.